Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Expert to look into floor issues at the rec center. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. A gym flooring expert will take a look at the basketball court situation continuing at the Campbell County Recreation Center next week. According to the Gillette News Record, Public Works Director Matt Olson said he was able to reach out to the supplier of the original floor and it's willing to send an in-house expert to Gillette to take a look at the damage. Olson said, let's bring them in here, look at it, identify what caused it to make sure it doesn't happen again, and really give us an unbiased opinion on the extent of the damage and what needs to be replaced. The county commissioners were supportive of the idea. Commissioner Del Shelstead said, I've got a hunch it's when the floors got redone that caused an issue. The timing is not a coincidence. 13 years, we have no problems. We get the floors refinished. Now we have a problem. The damage is not just limited to one basketball court at the recreation center. Olson said Court 3 and Court 2 have some buckling, and all throughout, we're seeing some cupping on all the floors. The first thought that a heavy rainstorm back in August had caused the water to get underneath the floor and cause the damage, but so far that doesn't seem to be the case. Dwayne Dillinger, executive director of Parks and Recreation, said that he hopes that the issue is resolved by January. The rec center hosts a number of indoor track meets in the winter, and two of the basketball courts are used for schools to put their stuff while they compete in the field house. Americans for Prosperity Wyoming releases first legislative scorecard, highlights priorities for next general session. Americans for Prosperity Wyoming released its inaugural legislative key vote scorecard for the 2023 general session, highlighting their priorities and state lawmakers' votes during the legislative session, according to the press release from the Americans for Prosperity Wyoming office. According to their website, Americans for Prosperity use broad-based grassroots outreach in driving long-term solutions to the country's biggest problems. Americans for Prosperity Wyoming State Director Tyler Lindholm released the following statement. Our legislative key vote scorecard highlights the success Americans for Prosperity Wyoming has achieved in our first year. The 2023 general session was largely successful as 7 out of 12 bills in our scorecard were signed and enacted into law. We will continue to advocate and work with legislators to advance priorities like education freedom in the next general session. By reigniting the American dream and unleashing prosperity for all, we can make the Cowboy State a better place to live, work, and raise a family. The scorecard consists of 12 bills, including the following top three priorities during the 2023 general session. Notice of annexation. This law requires due and proper notice is given to residents who will be affected by an annexation of their property into city limits. The General Government Appropriation Senate Amendment 51, this amendment would have expanded Medicaid in the state's budget. And the Wyoming Freedom Scholarship Act, this bill would have allowed school choice and returned parental rights to Wyoming residents. Wyoming is currently one of the worst states in the country for education freedom, and we will continue to make school choice a top priority in the next general session. If you're interested in viewing the entire Americans for Prosperity scorecard, it can be found by visiting wyomingscorecard.com. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.